You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hello, everyone. Mari Sagal here, and I'm so excited to be joined again by my favorite co-hosts, DJ Jesse Janity and Jackie Moran. How are you guys tonight?
What up, Mari and Jackie?
I am feeling good, ready to talk some Roby.
And first off, we'll get to Kim, but I tweeted this. Did we finally get an answer? I mean, we've been playing the game all season of, is she drunk or is she ADD or what? And I think we finally got the answer last night. What do you guys think?
Totally agree. I'm so happy that, I mean, yes, I do think she mixes the two. I don't know if I fully believe her story about being sober, but I do think that is the correct, I think that is the reason why she's been acting so woohoo.
Jackie, were you buying it?
Well, I think it's absolutely cocktails, but of the prescription persuasion. Totally prescription cocktails. As she said, she's still waiting for her doctor to find the perfect cocktail. And it's kind of laughable, but it's actually very concerning because this is a problem with a lot of people, especially in Hollywood. I know quite a few actresses that I've personally seen them under the influence of prescription drugs, and it can get very, you're right, like, she's right, that you, and I love that Paul was very direct with her. I'm not sure if he should have done it with the cameras on, but you know what? He came off. I really loved Paul in this episode, and he was straight out with her. And I think we definitely got our answer. And the truth of the matter is, I don't think she's drinking. I do think that I've seen it happen where prescription drugs give you that essence of what we would think is what people act like when they're drunk. But it's truly prescription drugs messing with your speech, your balance, everything.
But wasn't she having wine at the game night?
No, Kyle kept checking her glass and said that every time there was no alcohol in it. I think she would be stupid to drink alcohol on air while the cameras are filming. I'm not saying she doesn't off air, but I think that she would be stupid to do it on air. But just to explain to our listeners, because I wasn't quite sure, the mix of medication she's taking, because she said the name, but Lexapro is an anti-anxiety medication, Trazodone is an antidepressant, and Topamax is an anti-seizure medication, but it's often used to treat alcoholism. And the one reason why I think that she's not hitting the bottle now is she said in her confessional, I'm not currently drinking. I hope it stays that way because I like myself when I'm not drinking. So the fact that she admitted that, you know, I hope it stays that way, I think she is trying her best, and that this season 2, she's not drinking. I don't know about season 1, but season 2, I think it's, you know, the prescription drugs. Jesse.
I hope so. I mean, for her sake, I'm, you know, I don't want to get too much into it because I don't want to dive into the Kyle plot, but I like Kim a lot. I think she's very confused with her life. I think she's been through a lot, and obviously, you know, on medication. I've been on medication before, which made me feel very out of my comfort zone, and that's actually why I had to get off of it, because I was like, you know what, I'm mentally strong enough to overcome this. I don't need to feel crazy like that. So I do know how it can take you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To another place, it can actually leave you sitting in your head, which could be a reason why she doesn't want to go to all these events. You just sit there and kind of feel like you're just going through the motions of things. I mean, obviously, we saw other reasons this episode of why she wasn't going. But for her sake, I hope she's getting herself together. I mean, the things that she's saying and doing that we saw from this episode seem to be that she's trying to finally do something for herself. So hopefully she's moving in the right direction.
And let's just talk about her relationship with Kyle. Because you mentioned it, Jesse. Did you say that you were hating Kyle in this episode? Did I read that tweet right? You didn't like Kyle in this episode?
No, it's not that I don't hate Kyle. She's aggravating to me. And this episode just confirmed it because it's so weird because going into this, I wanted to like Kyle. And I'm hoping Jackie's going to kind of agree with me because she did like my Facebook status. But the thing is like, I get your sisters. I understand it, but it's so controlling. And I just feel like Kyle's very controlling in every situation. And I want to be the psychologist to figure out where is that coming from. I understand you want to be protective over your sister and all this stuff, but when your sister keeps coming at you and saying, like, back off, like, I'm handling it, your sister's been hiding something from you for a reason. That's not good. That's not showing good signs of being a good sister. There's a reason why she was hiding it from you. And actually, I'm going to pause because we actually have another AfterBuzz TV host on tonight's show. She's actually at a red carpet event, but she wanted to make sure she could chime in. We have Stephanie Bauer. Steph, you there?
Hi, guys. Hey, Jesse.
What up, Steph? We got Mari and Jackie on the line. We're talking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hey, girl.
So, Stephanie, I'm so glad that you could call in. But basically, we're talking about Kyle and Kim. Jesse thinks Kyle's attitude towards Kim is aggravating. Jackie, I have to hear from you because you gave it a thumbs up when Jesse said that on Facebook. But Stephanie, where do you lay in this situation between Kyle and Kim?
Well, I think Jesse's right. I think it gets aggravating after a while, but Kim is just so irritating, and she's got to be impossible to deal with. I mean, she's just kind of like the annoying sister that can't get things right. And wait, so Kyle is the older sister, correct?
No, Kyle's the younger sister, actually, which is why it makes it all the more interesting.
It is, but there's always a sister that's more mature, and I just think Kim is just, like, impossible to deal with, and so Kyle just has to throw her hands up sometimes. And I know she doesn't want to act like her mother, especially if she's the younger sister, but I don't know, someone needs to help Kim out because she is just a train wreck, in my opinion.
And Jackie, what do you think?
I do agree with you, actually, Stephanie, that I do think Kim is a complete train wreck, and I think we got off of her prescription situation a little too fast, because you guys make Jesse and Mari, you guys made me think that you think she's going in a good direction, which I don't. I've seen people go in a very bad direction with prescription drugs, and just because they're prescription doesn't make her, the way she's operating under these prescription drugs, okay. And I think it's not a good place. Just because it's not alcohol doesn't mean it's a good answer for me. And so she is a total train wreck. And I do also agree with you, Jesse. I was always a huge fan of Kyle, but she is just, from the Brandy episode, been getting on my nerves. She did have a couple of shining moments where she extended the olive branch. I know we're probably going to get to that. She was, you know, on par with talking with her daughter. But there's the controlling factor is annoying me. Her with you know, the Taylor Lisa thing. Kyle is just getting on my nerves, and I don't like it because I usually love Kyle, and I keep getting disappointed by her. I think she's way too controlling and dramatic about Kim with, yes, she's a train wreck, but it seems like she's happy with this guy. She is an adult. If she's moving in with him, even if you think to have your opinions, the way she just started crying and being dramatic about it, I just didn't connect with Kyle on any of the reasoning behind the way she was treating Kim.
I want to add on to
the thing is, sorry, go on, Jesse.
I want to add on to what you just said, Jackie. You know, I totally love that you said the dramatic part of Kyle, because I don't mind being a sister. You know, I'm sure I'm like that to my brother, and the reason I don't think Kim is in a great place, but I'll give it to you from where I'm coming from, because I have gone through bad times in my life, and I've been on medication before, and I wasn't like as big of a train wreck as Kim was, but you know, I have a younger brother, and I'm very protective over him, and I know that there are times when I get annoying, but it's the dramatics that really irritate me. It's like,
yeah,
if you want to hide your family's problems, don't do the big, oh my goodness, or in front of cameras, in front of Adrian and Paul in the room, like, why are you commenting? Don't move your lips. Don't move your lips. What are you doing? Go, please leave. Go someplace. Go take care of your children. I hope you take care of your children the way you take care of Kim. But then, in a sense, I hope you don't, because those kids are going to grow up needing to be on medication. And I wonder, that's why Kim is on medication. But adding on to it, the only reason why I said I feel like Kim is going in a better direction, this is just from my personal experience, could be totally different than hers, but I know that a lot of the issues that I was going through, it took me moving away from certain people in my life to say, you know what, I don't need this medication. I just needed to get away from these people. I felt like I was chained. I felt like I was always being held down, which really wasn't the case. There was just little feelings of it. But you almost need to go away and kind of just look at it from the outside. And she has a man now. And whether or not it's good or bad, it seems to be that it's good. And that she spoke very clearly, like, I didn't tell anyone because I didn't want it to get on camera. And you know, with Kyle, it probably would have made it on camera. She's very dramatic, clearly, as we saw this episode. So I totally believe Kim when she says, I wanted it to be something special. I wanted to know for myself. Now I know. I mean, yes, it's a little dramatic that clearly they must be getting married and moving in together. But if it's what she wants, if it's what's going to help her and she needs to just get away, it's not like she's never going to see Kyle. I just think she needs her time, her space. And I think that's her way of healing. And hopefully she can wean off of all those drugs, because that's a lot of stuff to be taking. But, you know,
yeah. Does anyone know what those drugs were? I think it was three different ones. Does anyone know what she's taking?
Yeah, we actually, just so our listeners know, the three drugs again are Lexapro, Trazodone, Topamax, anti-anxiety, antidepressant, and anti-seizure. Stephanie, we were talking about her, whether it is the prescription drugs or whether she is mixing alcohol with it. But I want to get your opinion on Kyle, because obviously, you know, Jesse and Jackie have had their aggravating fill of Kyle from last night's episode. I will admit that I thought Kyle was completely condescending when she started shushing Kim. I think one of my biggest pet peeves, and maybe because I'm such a talker, is when people shush me. Like, I think it's so disrespectful and so rude. So, yes, I thought that was condescending. But we have to understand that as viewers, we're coming into this sisterly relationship 40-something years into the relationship. So we don't know the backstory. But from what I can tell, Kim has had a lot of ups and downs. She was an alcoholic. She does have a prescription drug problem. She's had men in and out of her life, kids with different parents, you know, moving from house to house, not telling her sister about the guy she's been dating for a year would be concerning to anyone. So there is a reason why Kyle is like that, and I think that it's hard to turn it on and off. because so much of the time, most likely the majority of the time, she does have to watch out for her sister and make sure she's making the right decisions, especially after her mother died. Made it sound like her mother kind of left her with the responsibility of, okay, watch out for your older sister. It's difficult to turn that off. And so I do think Kyle is a great person, and I think she just has difficulty turning off that motherly behavior towards her because she's so used to doing it so much of the time. Stephanie, what's your opinion?
Yeah, I really like Kyle, and I do think she goes a little over the top sometimes. And it just struck me for the first time when Jackie was talking that I think Kyle might do it a little more than usual, because the more that she calls her sister out on being crazy, the more normal she looks. I mean, even something as simple as Kim's, you know, about to get Botox and Kyle tells her to be quiet and things like that. Anytime she does that, she looks like the normal one, albeit bossy too, but she does look like the normal one, making her sister look crazy. And all in all, she's thinking it makes her look good every time she gets onto her sister. So I do think she gets onto her a little much, but you're right. When their mother passed away, Kyle's obviously the one that seems to have more steady grounding and things like that. So she has to keep an eye out for Kim. But I don't know. I think it's really, really strange that Kim didn't tell her about the boyfriend for a year. And Kim had an excellent point in her interview when she said, if you're with this amazing man and he's turning around your life, wouldn't you want to share that with everyone and not hide it? And that's a really good point. I mean, it's just shady. The whole thing's kind of shady. What's this guy's name? Ken, right? Yeah, she's been dating Ken for a year. And I just think Kyle had a really good point when she said that. Why would you hide it?
Jesse,
what do you have to say to that?
I don't know. Like, I get it. I get how it can look. But the reality is I feel like if Dr. Drew sat down with Kyle, he would say to her, I understand that for years you had to play this role in this position. And now it is time for you to let go. Worry about yourself, your family. You need to let go. And I kind of feel like that's what Kim is doing, saying, and a lot of things when it comes down to it, especially when people are in depression, and that's clearly what Kim is going through. Lexapro is actually the same drug that I was on, and I had to get myself off of it because I couldn't feel anything. I could not feel emotion. I was just going through my day, and I was like in my head. And I didn't talk to a lot of my friends. I didn't say the things that I wanted to say because it makes you so emotionless. And I put all of my time and dedication actually into my relationship, which actually really helped me. So that's why, I mean, yes, don't get it twisted. Like, she met him at a mailbox. That's weird. That is the weirdest thing. That's what worries me about it. But for a year, you guys have been chilling for a year. And, I mean, you guys can't feel me when I say, like, if she told Kyle, do you really think Kyle could have kept that a secret? Do you really think that if Kim truly and honestly wanted the relationship to not be on camera, who knows about this guy? When we first met him, they just showed the back of his head. He may not want to be on camera. He may not want that life. You guys can't feel me when I say that maybe Kim really just knows her sister and said, I can't really say this to her because Kyle's going to flip out. What, I'm going to say, oh, I met him at a mailbox and... Think of how
yeah, she knows she's going to look stupid, and she signed up for this show. She signed up to be on camera, so I just think she should, not that she has to put everything on blast, but I don't think she should specifically hide things for a year when she's kind of in the eyes of the world on purpose because she's on this show.
I really do side with you, Jesse, on this. I normally, if she were a normal, any person on the street, I would say if you have something to hide, something's wrong. I would agree with that. But if she's coming off of a lot of problems in her life, and as we see from her prescriptions and everything going on with her, she is in that situation. I actually, for once, really do agree with Jesse that I can see why she would hide it. Being in the public eye and really wanting to make something real happen, if that's the case, I think she needs to hide it. I really do. And I normally wouldn't agree with that. But in this case where she's at and, bringing it in the public eye would just cause producers in her ear all the time trying to make drama, trying to create scenes and things like that, I can totally see why she would hide it. And I'm not so suspicious, actually, on that note.
And now I feel like this episode was the episode that made us all question the characters that we thought we loved, because you guys are sitting there questioning Kyle, though I'm holding strong. I don't want to say this because you know I love Lisa, but, like, I can't tell if she what's going on with her and Taylor. I mean, I don't think that Lisa said anything to the media or the press. I think that Russell is a paranoid, insecure person who needs to prove to other people, like, that he's happy, or that Russell's an insecure person, and I don't think that Lisa did anything wrong in that respect. But then when Lisa was, like, pushing Kyle on, oh, Camille and Taylor aren't friends, I was like, what's the big deal? Who cares? Why are you guys, like, squabbling over whether Camille and Taylor are friends? And then when Taylor brought up the fact that Lisa was saying she has no friends, normally I would think that that had no merit, and I wouldn't believe Taylor. But the fact that just, you know, a few scenes before we were seeing Lisa question Kyle on Taylor's friendships, I don't know what's going on. And the only thing I can think is that Lisa is jealous of Kyle and Taylor's friendship, because Lisa and Kyle were friends going way back before filming, and Taylor and Kyle became friends through Real Housewives. And so the only thing I can think is jealousy, but I don't want to think of my incredible Lisa Vanderpump as a jealous type, which, by the way, her best moment of the show was her impression of Kim. Hilarious. Side note. But anyway, so Stephanie, Jesse, and Jackie, what's going on with this whole Lisa Taylor thing?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and give my opinion on this because I do have to get back to set, but I just wanted to start out by saying I can't believe how Lisa showed up to, you know, Paul's Night of Beauty, which is in the beginning of the episode. So, like Mari said, I love Lisa too, but I just can't believe she showed up almost to gawk at all the other girls. Like, I don't need this. I have a public face. I don't need all this. But she just literally showed up to gawk at all the other girls.
I think she showed up for support for Paul and Adrian because he was throwing this, and I loved that she actually came and was like, I don't want to get my face pumped up with fillers. I don't want to get lasers and Botox. So I think she just came to support a friend. I don't think anything I simply don't think anything was wrong with that. Jessie?
Yeah, that is a good point that she did just show up to, give support, because I do love Paul and Adrian, and I thought it was great that he did that for all the girls. I just love him. I think he's a great housewife husband. But with that, ladies, I do have to go. It's getting a little loud, and I don't want to mess up the rest of the show, but thank you so much, girls, and thank you so much, Jesse.
Bye, Stephanie. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for joining us.
All right. Bye,
thank
guys.
You, Stephanie. Hope to have you next week.
Yes, definitely. Bye, girls.
So, Jesse, what's your take on the Lisa Taylor thing? I hope we're not spending the night bashing my Lisa, but what's your opinion?
Okay, you know I love me some Lisa, but I don't know what it is. But I gotta say this about her. I haven't been seeing the best side of Lisa this season. To me, somebody like Lisa should be above it all. And I just don't like the way that she's been kind of being portrayed with the Brandy situation. She seems kind of gossipy. And I want to say that I do not think she... I don't believe she went and ran and told anybody about Taylor and Russell. But from what I've seen tonight, from, you know, I do the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and knowing a character like Nene... There are some people who don't know what they really say, or they speak so casually that to them it's okay to say something, but they don't realize who else is in the room and what has been heard and how that can be misconstrued. You know, Lisa has made it a point to, from the beginning of this season, to comment on Taylor's relationship, comment that Taylor needs to be eating, and it's just like, Lisa, like, calm down. You aren't friends with her. Why are you... Don't talk about Camille not being friends with her. Don't talk about Kim not being friends with her. Talk about you not being friends with her. You don't know. Kyle does know. If Kyle sits and says that Camille does go out to lunch with her, Lisa, you probably don't know that, because you're not close to Taylor. I don't know, that whole thing kind of made me nervous. Not to say that I do not believe Lisa with any type of malice way went and said anything about Taylor, but I can't fully say with confidence that she didn't say anything around somebody that might have leaked something and made the story into this false, you know, I don't know. Like, it just kind of makes me worried about it. Jackie, what do you think?
You know, guys, we really just are turning tables because I am fine with Lisa through this through these seasons, right? I am totally, like, first of all, when she's like, you just need to eat more, I thought the same thing. She says things, maybe they're a little hard to take, but she's just like, I think she's just whatever. She, you know, she says, why is Russell emailing me? She's just calling things out. She might not be totally informed, you're right, Jesse, about Camille, for instance, and therefore sometimes she may be calling things out and she might not know what she's talking about in that particular case. But she pretty much, I think she does stay kind of above it because she just kind of throws these things out there. And you know what? I have to say that I think Taylor is totally dramatic about it. When she brought it up to Kyle, for really, in my opinion, I thought it was seventh grade. I thought it was high school. I thought it was her being like, she's saying I have no friends. I don't know. Taylor rubbed me the wrong way in this scene, actually. And I didn't mind Lisa at all.
I definitely agree.
Sorry, go on, Jesse.
No, I definitely agree with you, Jackie. Neither of them won that battle, as far as I'm concerned. Taylor, it's like everyone's going back and forth, and Kyle's in the middle of it. And I almost want to say, Kyle, drop Kim and be the mother of these two. Get into this business and settle this. Don't sit there and try to play like, ooh, I don't know what the email's about. Ooh, I think you just need to go talk to Lisa. No, put your hands in. That's what you like to do. Get them dirty. Come on. That's the to me, that's what's going to heal the friendship between Taylor and Lisa. Everyone's saying things and running around, and now Taylor is afraid of Lisa, and Lisa has no idea what she's talking about. Throw it on the damn table. And I'll save it mostly for predictions, but I just think what they do next week is the wrong way of going about it.
I was going to say what they do next week. I'm looking forward to seeing how that unfolds exactly. But, Jesse, you were saying you feel there's some merit to Russell's claims that Lisa may have somehow leaked these stories. The thing is, the stories of Taylor's separation and Taylor's unhappiness and financial mess, those stories would have been reported without Lisa. Like, we all knew about that, regardless of Lisa. Like, they didn't need Lisa to leak it. And it's Star Magazine. They make up stories without any leaks. No, and so I really, really think that Lisa had absolutely nothing to do with that. And it was really sad reading Russell's email. He sounded like just a totally insecure man who, why are you trying to prove to someone else that you're happy and financially stable? Like, why prove that to someone else? Why not, like, work on your marriage? And Taylor was like, he just wanted her to know that we're happy. And it's like, I don't know. That was a big alert and a big problem for me. But I am going to stick up for Lisa in that way. I don't think she said anything to the media. The only thing I thought was a little sketchy about My Lovely Lisa was her, like, claims about Taylor not having friends. It was just a little juvenile to expect that from Lisa. I expect that from some of the other women, but not from Lisa.
I mean,
Mari, I just want to jump in real quick because I totally agree with you on the Russell thing. Major red flag as to, you know, the leading up to the way all of his tragedy unfolded for me. I'm totally with you on that. And I want to throw it out there, too. Lisa's impression, we really watched. We host too much AfterBuzz TV together because I wrote the same exact thing in my notes that might have been my favorite couple of seconds of the episode. But sorry, Jesse, I'm sure you were going to respond there, and I just had to jump in with that.
No, I definitely agree with you guys. That was the best part of the episode. all right. They're all handling it very incorrectly, the way I feel. I mean, Taylor and Russell clearly are just like two children in a relationship together. you shouldn't be writing anything to Lisa. It makes no sense why you would have done that. And actually, it proves against your point, because now it just looks like, no, look, we are fine, ha, ha, ha. Well, if you were fine, then show up to events together. Let Star Magazine take pictures of you when you guys are out with your family together. But we don't see that. We only get this mysterious Russell. But, no, I'm not saying that Lisa went and leaked anything. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, all Star Magazine needs is some sort of confirmation. And I'm not saying Lisa did it with any malice. I'm not saying she ran out to tell anybody. But I could totally picture, with the way Lisa's personality is, and from what I've seen this season, I could totally picture someone overhearing her in a conversation like, oh, I'm just worried about Taylor. You know, her and Russell aren't doing well together. To somebody that probably she felt confident in saying that to. That's all somebody needs to say, oh, it's confirmed. You know what I mean? So I'm not, where I feel the other girls aren't like going around talking like about it in public. I feel like Kyle would go to Camille's house and between the two of them talk about it. Where Lisa's like just so much more open about it. Like at that party, like in front of other girls who Lisa didn't even know, brought up her weight issue. Jackie, I know you agreed with her, but again, I definitely think if Lisa was worried about her, yes, you're a chef. Have her come to your restaurant. Let the girl eat something. But not there. The wrong time, the wrong place. You don't know what any... Someone could have heard that and said, oh, Taylor's anorexic. It's been confirmed. You know, those... That's what I'm saying. That they only need a tiny little thread. And, you know, I'm not saying that Lisa did anything vicious, but I could see that of happening.
Yeah. Okay, well, now that we've done our full analysis of all the dysfunctional relationships on last night's episode, I want to get into the fun stuff, the seance. And I don't want to call Paul's night of beauty fun stuff, but, I mean, it's entertaining. But do you guys feel like you're watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, or do you feel like you're watching Dr. 90210? Because lately, that's how I feel. There's so much plastic surgery, so many needles, so much blood. Like, I just have to cover my eyes. And it's, I was thinking to myself, only in Beverly Hills is there a night of beauty when beauty is Botox, fillers, and fat lasers. You know, I love Paul. He's hilarious, which is why it was fun and entertaining. But bravo. Please stop with the plastic surgery on air. I can't handle it anymore. Am I wrong here?
What do you think?
I totally agree with you on that, Mari. I am like, and I feel like Kyle was a little bit of a hypocrite, because he was like, it was like her mother-in-law getting the facelift was like the most disturbing thing she's ever seen, and then she's like hopping in the chair for her love handles. So, you know, I don't know. It was, I'm
so, she did laser though. She wasn't doing anything invasive. She just did laser. I don't think that one was that bad.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, I don't know. I think it's the needle going in Taylor's face. I was just like, oh my God, please turn this off. You know, I'm not signing up for that when I'm watching Real Housewives. For sure. But I mean, I guess it does go with the sort of the perception of LA in a way, but we don't need to get graphic with it. That's like a little too much in one season already.
Do you guys think, because all I could get from this was he's been on what, the past two episodes now, with his practice. Do you think that they're going to try and do, like, a reality spinoff show? Maybe he wants to be the next Dr. 90210? I mean, they keep saying he's the best.
That's actually a good point. Maybe.
I mean, he has star power off of this. They keep everyone. He's the best in the business. Everyone's sending him referrals. They're really showcasing him as this Dr. Knowledge. And actually, I would even say it was three times, because let's go back to when Adrian had all the stuff in her house. You know, she has it's the top of the line equipment. Obviously, you get it from your husband. Who wouldn't want that? The girls who watch this show, they see these girls doing it. Oh, well, she didn't have to get any needles done. He's so nice. He's so funny. He's so charming. Perfect TV personality.
Yeah,
Just that's what I picked
up. I'm tweeting him right now, asking him your question, because I want to know.
I mean, that's all I really thought of it. I know you guys are over it. I haven't seen it as much. But, yeah, it was a little uncomfortable seeing Kim with those lips afterwards. But other than that, it was more entertain, like comical to me. Because to me, a night of beauty between you and your friends should be you at home with wine, laughter, facial masks, movies, and treating yourselves and pampering yourselves, not with electronical equipment.
And now, while the night of beauty I could have done without, I had so much fun watching the seance. Okay, so you guys, have you guys seen last year's dinner party from hell?
No, but I can't wait to go back into the archives and watch it. That looked amazing.
Okay, so basically the seance from last night was like a very calm, happy, upbeat, nice version of last year's dinner party from hell, where Camille's psychic just was like an insane person. This psychic, I thought, had very accurate readings for everyone except for Brandy. She was off on Brandy because she was like, oh, do you have a girl? Oh, you're going to have another kid. And I was like, what are you talking about? Everything else I thought was pretty interesting. You know, Adrian's I thought was really touching about her father and seeing her cry like that. She really is my favorite. She's just so real, and she's never done wrong. Never once done wrong by me in a single episode. And I thought, you know, Camille's grandparents saying that she needs to move on to bigger and better, and, you know, Kyle's mom saying that she's the mom in the life. I thought everything was very accurate. Lisa's grandmother. I guess people on Twitter don't quite agree with me. Someone tweeted, Marla Singer tweeted, am I supposed to be amazed that Kyle's medium knows how to use Google? And then Ali Tracta tweeted, parents came forward to tell their loved ones how proud they are to see them catfighting on national television. So I guess the people on Twitter aren't agreeing with me, but what did you guys think about the seance?
I thought it was hilarious. Just their reactions to it. Nobody really wanted to believe it. But I thought it was a good therapeutic way for everyone to kind of get to know each other. I thought it was really great that Kyle, you know, invited Brandy to be there for something so intimate with the girls. You know, like Adrian was crying. Camille, she touched Camille's a sensitive part with Camille, but it was kind of lighthearted. You know, so even though Brandy's was not really accurate, it kind of allowed her in the circle. You know, I felt like, so for me, I thought it was really great. I think it's so crazy to watch scenes with Brandy now because you can see how awkward she is whenever she first walks in the room. She always turns over her left shoulder and looks at that camera. Every single time she walks into a room since the fight, the argument, she's just like, it's almost like, is this a setup or something? So I thought that was a really good night for the girls.
Do I
sound
like a robot, you guys?
Oh, Jackie?
Well, it seems like we were having some technical difficulties with Jackie. Hopefully she can join us on the line soon. Jesse, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you, Mari.
But I agree. I think that we should highlight the fact that Kyle did extend that olive branch to Brandy. But you have some very astute observations tonight. Because totally I agree with you about Paul and the spinoff show, and I agree with you, watching Brandy, she's so much more careful about how she acts. She just seems uncomfortable and like her guard is fully up. But my big question of the night for the seance, where is Dana? We've gone 2 episodes already without her, and
we've
gone three
episodes, and Jackie's back on the line with us. Jackie, were you so upset that Dana was not in this freaking episode? She would have been perfect at the seance.
I know. You know, I knew something was missing, and I'm not going to lie. I have to be a little honest. I didn't realize what it was until you just said it. But sorry, Dana. But I, now that you said it, I'm like, that's what was missing. We needed a little Dana fix. So I totally agree on that. But I do agree, I did hear you guys, even though I had a bit of a technical difficulty there. I do agree, Jesse, that I thought the seance was a great night for the girls. And my favorite thing about it was Kyle extending that olive branch to Brandy. And I like that the whole thing went down without, like, a major issue, because it just goes to show that you can have an interesting scene without some kind of sort of drama popping up between two of the housewives.
We're going to do a kind of seance of our own, doing our predictions for next week, but I have some fun news and gossip. So why don't we go to a commercial break, and then we'll come back to some news and gossip.
Before we do go to a commercial break, I want to ask you guys, do you think that they might be setting this up to take Kim off of the show? Like, and let me just say this. If Kim is going through whatever she's going through personally, she has kept this man a secret. She wants to go live with this man. She's moving away. We've brought Brandy into this. Kyle's extended the olive branch, so now Brandy's going to be a part of the circle. I'm wondering if, and I don't know if there's been news or gossip that we've said that Kim is back signed on for the new season, but I'm wondering if it's a way for Kim to kind of wean herself out of the picture. What do you guys think about that? And which could be positive.
Well, you
for
keep
her.
Coming in with these astute observations. I'm going to have to tweet at Kim now. Nothing has been finalized in terms of season three, so we won't know that for at least a little while. I don't think she doesn't want to be on the show, because they film her, you know, with her housekeeper moving and this and that, and her with her boyfriend. They film enough personal things. I don't think it's that. I think that she, like, gets red in the face and genuinely, like, flustered and intimidated when she's with all of the women in a big event, which is why she continually makes these excuses for Adrian's party and Paul's night of beauty and the seance and this and that. I think she doesn't like being with all the women in these, like, set-up Bravo-produced events. But I don't think that means she doesn't want to be on the show or this is her out. I just think that she doesn't like being with a big group of people like that.
Okay. Jackie, what do you think?
I don't know, Jesse. I kind of see your point. We're going to have to wait and find out.
So I'll keep you posted on news and gossip when we hear anything about season three, but I have a feeling that's not going to be for at least a little while. But let's go to commercial break, and I'll get to the news and gossip we do have for this week.
The biggest new media platform on the web just got bigger.
More bandwidth, smoother streaming, lightning fast download.
And get technical with me.
AfterBuzz TV is making the jump to hyperspace. Join the fun at your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Look at the size of that thing.
AfterBuzz TV.
And so...
Lisa Vanderpump,
a real housewife. So that was Lisa Vanderpump's cover of Carole King's 60s hit, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? She premiered it on Kiss FM. Apparently her good friend Lionel Richie heard her karaoke version of the song and made a more upbeat version for her. He said it's just a different play on an old classic, and he likes the vocal, and so there we have it. The question is she going to become another Real Housewife with a single like Kim, like Countess Luann? I mean, there have been several similarities between Countess Luann and Lisa, but Lisa shot down those rumors. She said, I think that's the only song I have in me. And I honestly cannot imagine Lisa, you know, trying to become a pop star. She is totally... like, successful and wealthy in her restaurateur career. She doesn't need this. I think that's why some of the other housewives do this, is because they need it. But I'm glad to see it was just kind of a fun thing and not an actual career. So what do you guys think of her singing?
I mean, I don't know if you guys remember a few years back when Paris Hilton came out with the song. It was like, the stars are blind.
Oh, I liked that song, Stars Are Blind. I liked that song.
I liked it, too. Wasn't great vocals, but... that's what this kind of reminded me of, listening to it. You know, I got to say, probably out of all the other housewives, this was one of the better. But yeah, I'm glad she's only sticking to one. I think that that's total Lisa's stamp. I'm going to keep it classy and keep it moving on. Here's my song, bitches. Here you go. I can do it too. Put a stamp on it. Back to work.
Jackie, what did you think of her singing?
I'm glad she's moving on. I think I have to really go back and listen to the full song. And who knows? I hate every song that's like a pop song. I usually hate it the first time I hear it, and then I love it. So I'll probably go back on my word. But I think I'm glad that she is not taking herself seriously, because that's my hugest problem with the Countess. So I'm glad to hear that she kind of did it just for fun here.
Yeah, you're totally right. The Countess and Lisa may have some similarities in that they kind of have an air about them, but the Countess takes herself too seriously and Lisa doesn't. So that was totally astute. But Jesse, this next piece of news and gossip I'm sure you'll love, because Camille's boyfriend, as we've been talking about, is Greek, and she called him her Greek god, and she spilled some more details. Jesse, you'll have to help me out on this one. On her boyfriend, Dimitri Charalambopoulos.
Exactly.
Did I say that right?
Exactly.
So she said, he's tall, 6'2", dark, handsome, he loves to cook. My son's really taken a liking to him, and my daughter and him get along as well. He's great with my kids and good with me. He even took them trick-or-treating. She said, he brings me flowers every day, not an arrangement, a flower or two or three. And, she said that the stars were aligned. They met at a mutual friend's wedding 5 months ago. They waited 2 months to start dating. And she said, I'm definitely enjoying my time with Dimitri. He's a really good person. We got along well. And when asked about marriage, she said, at some point, possibly yes. A year ago, I would have said, definitely never. I will never enter into that kind of agreement. But now I've definitely changed my mind. So seems like her Greek god is doing a number on her. What do you guys think?
I'm so happy for her. Yeah, you always got to go Greek. That's the ladies. If you need a man, you go Greek, because we know what to do. And I also love that he's an attorney. He can help get her kids back. So go sit on one, Kelsey, or go put your little dress and your heels on, like the girls were saying. I'm happy for her. I love Camille. I want her to be happy. And like the seance woman said, he'll swing in the right way. And just so for you girls who don't know that, the saying with Greeks is, once you go Greek, you can't walk for a week.
Oh, my God.
How can I follow that? I'm very happy for Camille after I... After hearing Jesse's take, I'm even more happy for her.
And now, finally, this case just kind of made me sad and feel bad for Taylor, because so Taylor last week started a Twitter for her daughter. It's a Twitter feed called Stuff Kennedy Says. And now Kyle started a Twitter feed for her daughter, Portia, like a year ago. And she tweets, like, cute little quotes that Portia says. And everyone thinks it's funny. Yet Taylor starts this this Twitter feed, and everyone on Twitter starts attacking her. Someone said, having your five-year-old daughter on Twitter, never mind after losing her daddy, and they were all attacking her. She tweeted back, she's happy, and I am tweeting her happiness. Just to clarify, I'm tweeting Kennedy's happiness and cute things she says and does. Take a breath. And then she tweeted, Kennedy does not have a Twitter. I am tweeting funny things she says, okay? Going to bed. So basically, from the night she started it, she was just getting harassed on Twitter, which I think was kind of wrong, because Kyle did the same thing and no one said anything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I understand the innocence in it. However, it is almost kind of like throwing your daughter in the limelight, even though your daughter's not saying it, you know, not tweeting it. It's still, she's there, people are going to follow her, and it kind of puts her on this celebrity pedestal. I actually want to just kind of take a side break. Did you guys find it at all any type of appropriate for Kyle to have been having that conversation on the phone while she was doing her nails with her daughter? And then I understand she didn't like say anything about Brandy, but I don't know. I don't know if I like them involving the children like that in the show, especially with something that has to do with like stupid drama, and that girl can easily see, watch the tape, and I don't know. I don't know how I feel, because I could see a good part in it, like her mom's trying to like kind of say, no, it was wrong of me to do. But I don't know. I get really like iffy when the kids are involved with the show.
I actually thought she was like a good mom in that moment. I thought that she kind of treats her daughters like equals and does it while she talks down to Kim. She doesn't seem like she talks down to her daughters, and she's being very honest, and I kind of liked that moment.
Wait, yeah, didn't you guys feel like you have like normal grown conversations with your, how old is that daughter? But with Kim, you can't even talk to her in the same pitch of a voice.
Jackie,
what do you think?
My thing with Kyle talking to her daughter is I like, my mom kind of had that relationship with us, and I think that I'm okay with that, but I don't like the fact that she even confessed to it, that they still treat each other like they're in high school and how it doesn't really change. That's not a good message. And Kyle, kind of look at yourself in the mirror as you're saying that and don't do that, you know? It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't, you know, things should change. You should grow up and not act like high school. That was the problem I had with it.
Yeah, well, that's it for our news and gossip. And we'll have to, I don't know, we'll have to see more with Kyle and how she treats her kids. But I don't mind them being on the show when it's like endearing mother-daughter moments like that, you know. When they're, you know, I think the Real Housewives in New York got way nastier when they're talking about parenting and their kids than you know, what we've seen on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. When it gets to that point, you know, when they were bringing up Ramona's daughter and Luann's daughter and their Sweet 16 parties and everything, that's a little too much. But I think, like, quick mother-daughter moments, there's nothing wrong with that. But we get into some predictions for next week, because the previews for next week I thought were the best yet.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, first off, remember one of the people tweeted last week that, are Kim and Ken married? Is that the big secret? And we found out this week it's not the big secret, but she may have been right about catching a ring, because it seems like on next week's episode he does wear a wedding band. I have a feeling they didn't elope. They're not married. I think that Bravo's probably just playing this up. Maybe it's a wedding band from a previous marriage or something. I don't actually think they eloped, but we'll see. But I thought the most interesting thing, and what I'm like can't wait to see next week, is what unfolds between Taylor and all the girls. Because when I see Taylor confront Lisa, I thought, okay, Kyle is going to step in on Taylor's side, but then it seems Kyle turned on Taylor, and then Camille turned on Taylor, and then they all turned on Taylor, and you know, everything about her marriage really starts to come out. So I don't know, we'll have to see what happens. What did you guys think?
I'm excited. I love, you know, throwing the piece of meat inside the lion's den. And it's clearly what we're going to see next week. And I think it's good, because it kind of puts Taylor's business out for us to kind of like, you know, we've been sitting here making judgments on it. And now she has her chance that she's being thrown into a wall. And I think Camille really stepped up in being that person. I'm glad it wasn't Lisa. I'm glad it was Camille to say, you know what, look, no one's saying it, but let's just say it. It's out now. So what do we have to talk about? Where are your friends? We're here, you know, and I don't know how well it's going to go, because Taylor does get in that childish mode, and hopefully somebody can kind of wake her up out of that. You know, if you're not going to be my friend, don't be my enemy. Like, girl, stop. No one needs that. We wouldn't be sitting here if we were your enemy. We wouldn't be calling you out on this. We wouldn't be having this discussion. Like, I hope someone is, like, the real fist there. And actually, that's the episode that I don't want Dana in. Hopefully they bring Dana in other scenes, because I feel like that's going to be such a serious, touching moment that will need Dana's, like, lightheartedness. But I don't want Dana there, because That's like really something serious, and I don't want to hear. I love you, Dana. Sorry, but I don't want to hear like a stupid comment. Like, no, we understand. Like when you didn't need to make that comment, girl. So I.
But Dana is actually friends with Taylor. They were friends before the filming actually ever started, and so I wouldn't mind Dana being there.
Right, but do you really want her to be like, we're going on a journey that we need to go on this journey and journeys and I. So, or let her be quiet and let the other girls make the talking. I just don't know. Maybe Dana will surprise me and give some good advice. But I don't know. Jackie, what do you think?
I mean, I'm totally pumped for next week because I do think it looks like the most exciting and dramatic preview yet. I know it will have me rolling my eyes at the drama at times and loving it and hating it all at the same time. I have a feeling Taylor is going to get on my nerves during this episode for some reason, just the dramatic. Yet she is the one who is going to be in the lion's den, so I'm so excited to see how next week plays out.
Well, I am so excited to talk to you guys about next week once we see the episode air, and hopefully Paul will tweet back at me and Dana will tweet back at me about whether he's going to be on a Dr. 902 and a spinoff and whether he's going to start showing up more. But join us next week. And Jesse and Jackie, as always, I love talking to you guys. And America's Next Top Model fans, you can always catch us. We should have a nickname, the like Triumphant Trio or something. You can always catch the Triumphant Trio on America's Next Top Model Thursdays at 9 Eastern Standard Time. So catch us then. And thanks so much as always for joining me.
Bye, girls.
Bye. See you guys Thursday.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.